Whoa, Chris Porterfield is here. Is he here? Where is he? There he is. That's Chris Porterfield, ladies and gentlemen, of Field Report, one of the rising young stars in American music. That's right. He's taking the scenic route to the stage and to stardom, it says here. Formerly Conrad Plymouth, is that right?
That's true.
Did you drop that Conrad Plymouth name?
I did.
Yeah.
I killed him off.
Yeah. Was there a song about it?
There was.
Yeah?
There was.
What was the Conrad Plymouth death song?
It's called The Last Time I Saw Conrad Plymouth.
You could be putting me on. I'd never know. I'd have to look in
it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you were with those all these Bon Iver guys, right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I played with those guys.
Yeah.
Before.
What does that even mean, Bon Iver? It means good Iver.
Good Iver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what is an Iver? Did they tell you that?
I think an Iver is... I'm not a French speaker myself.
No.
But I've been told it has something to do with winter.
Good winter?
Good winter, yeah.
Well, the guy's from Wisconsin, and he's talking about a good winter?
I think he got it from Northern Exposure.
Oh, is it? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Northern Exposure with the moose walking around
yeah,
town, that
yeah.
one? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And then your new band, you're getting a lot of good reviews. Field Report is like tearing up the charts now, and Rolling Stone thinks you're the next big thing. And is it all going to your head then?
No, not at all.
Where's it going?
Nowhere fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had a really good year last year, and we're about to have a busy year this year. But I'll tell you what, last year we had the chance to play a lot of great places. One of them was Red Rocks in Colorado.
Yeah,
I got
great.
An email from a buddy when I announced that I was doing your show.
Yeah.
And he said that he was more excited about this than that.
Yes.
This is holy ground.
Unlike Red Rocks, there's a lot of holes in the ground out there too, actually. Quite a few holes out there, and this is kind of what would you call the style of music? Not with the Bone guys, the Bon Iver guys,
sure,
and your things. It's kind of like an alt Northwoods alt Northwoods
yeah.
depressed guys in the Northwoods
yeah,
alt country.
Yeah, a lot of mopey beardy.
Yeah, a lot of yeah. angst and depression. And is it because of the winters? I mean, why is it a good winter?
Why
then?
Is it good if it
yeah.
causes this? Yeah, man, I don't know.
It's a whole
I was,
school, isn't it?
What's it?
It's a school, really.
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I think there's sort of a Midwestern sound that's starting to happen.
Yeah.
And I think we're a part of that, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is.
But you're from Minnesota, though, aren't you?
I was born and raised in Minnesota.
Because how would you explain Fergus Falls, anyhow?
Right, right.
Yeah. yeah. Are you from Fergus Falls?
No, I'm not. I'm from southeastern Minnesota.
Did you have an incident in Fergus Falls?
We had a family cabin that we would go through Fergus to get to. But I mostly settled on that for the alliterative properties.
It is a lovely name, Fergus Falls, if you think of it. I don't think it's been used before in music.
It's funny, when that song came out, I got a lot of emails from people from Fergus thanking me
yeah.
for sort of
all,
putting
all
them
17,
on the map.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to play for us?
I think I'm going to play a song for you off the record called I'm Not Waiting Anymore.
Sounds great. Chris Porterfield.
God's favorite child been bloodied from the brawl, and this bitterness was killing me all day long. I am not waiting anymore. I am not waiting anymore. I've been blowing through time like nickel slots in a windowless room on a credit card, flashing like a semaphore. not waiting anymore. I've been a keen-eyed observer of the movements of concentric parts. Of the bodies of bones and breasts and unmapped chambers of hearts. Now the sand in hand's been turned to glass. Like a Jeroboam filled with a life that's fast. You can toss it off the balcony and listen for the crash. I am not waiting anymore. I spent 8 long years working on my screenplay. It's a teen movie with young actresses that plays to the middle age. I've read between the lines. I have been wrong every time. And it burned up on the altar, but I am fine. I am not waiting anymore. I am not waiting anymore. I am not waiting.
Was that a good song? That was a good song.
Thank you.
That was a great song.
Thank you.
That's like a classic song right there. You could quit now. You wanted to quit by 27. How old are you?
I just turned 32.
Oh my God, you're overdue. You did, because didn't you say one? You wanted to quit by the time you were 27, I read.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever happened to that?
I just kept kind of pushing it off.
That's like retirement for me. Exactly. It's not, the numbers are slightly different, but well, that's a terrific song. It almost sounds like the early Bob Zimmerman out there in Minnesota. You know, when he's actually just trying to play music, you know, and create some of that sort of stuff. Except I think he stole most of his stuff, and that's.
I'm sure I stole that from him. It's all about reappropriation.
Yeah. So you got any happy songs though?
You know, I've tried. That one might be as close as I've ever gotten.
But I mean, you're not clinically depressed or anything, right?
That's what this is for.
Yeah.
This is therapy.
Yeah.
You and me talking right now.
Yeah,
you're
but I mean, if we were out having a beer or something like that, you're not a bad drunk or anything. You'd be a happy guy, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But the music comes from some other place.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it's not always me narrating these songs.
Of course.
There's a lot of different characters. I think a lot of sort of songwriters, it's easy to pigeonhole somebody as playing a certain role, but it's, you know, it's like actors, you know, they take on different people and different voices.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of different characters talking on that record.
Yeah. And actors get very tired of being asked about the characters
that
they play.
Yeah.
So I apologize and I retract everything I just said. What's you got another one here?
Sure. I'm going to do a brand new one, I think.
Cool.
We'll try that.
So it's snowing in the river west again, like the night we were in the accident. In my brother's truck with the taxi cab guy got out, and the next car hit. Spun around and knocked him down. On the street we all gathered around. We thought he broke his neck, but he just bit through his lip. It was a matter of degree, a matter pencil diving in the shallows, doing pull-ups on the gallows, flailing through the fallows, spilling all your seed. Got a fresh start in the Cephas house where Capone and his boys tunnel out. Now the spidered hallways are all sealed up. What a strange way to be free. It's just a matter of degree. Matter of degree. Matter of degree. Father Brasky saw the light tear the sky and clip his steeple. He was drinking hard that night, but he saw what he had seen. It was something from another world. Something felt unholy, like something from his childhood. We all need something to believe. It's just a matter of degree. Matter of degree.
Of Field Report and of Chris Porterfield.